lay his head. When Christ the Lord came down, he brought the ass to the mountain pass for him to ride to town. But the crown that he wore and the cross that he wore were his own. The cross was his own. He brought the bread when the crowd was fed on the grassy mountainside. He brought the dish of broken fish with which he satisfied. But the crown that he wore and the cross that he bore were his own. The cross was his own. He brought a ship in which to sit to teach the multitude. He brought a nest in which to rest. He never had a home so rude. But the crown that he wore and the cross that he bore were his own. The cross was his own. He brought a room on the way to a tomb, the Passover lamb to eat. They borrowed a cave for him, a grave. They borrowed a winding sheet. But the crown that he wore and the cross that he bore were his own. The cross was his own. The thorns on his head were worn in my stead. For me the Savior died. For guilt of my sin, the nails drove in when him they crucified. But the crown that he wore and the cross that he bore were his own. The cross was his own.
Thank you, Grant. When Jesus wore that crown on the cross, he died, right? Is Jesus still dead? No, he's not. You know, last weekend we celebrated Easter, and Easter reminds us that Jesus came back to life again after he was crucified. And where is Jesus now? He's up in heaven. And do you know what else Jesus is going to do? He promised that he would come back again for us and take us together with him back to heaven. Does anybody know when Jesus is coming back? No, we don't. How many of you go to school? Have you ever had to take a test at school? Some of you have to take tests. When I was in school, I remember I had one teacher who told us, on this date you will have this test covering this material, and on another day you'll have this test and we're going to cover these chapters. But in between, I'm going to give you a quiz, but I'm not going to tell you when it's going to be. You just have to be ready and know what you're supposed to know for the quiz. And one day when we were in class, just at the beginning of class, the teacher said, okay, everybody put away your books. It's time for a quiz. And some of the students started complaining. Well, we didn't know we were going to have a quiz today. That's not fair. But the teacher said, I warned you. Take the quiz, ready or not. And so she gave us the quiz. And you know, boys and girls, it taught all of us a lesson that we're not supposed to wait until just before the test to study really hard so that we could pass the test. We had to know everything all along the way so that we could be ready for the test. And you know, boys and girls, I think Jesus has not told us exactly when he's coming back so that we'll all be ready, because it could be almost any time, right? Jesus did give us warnings to let us know when it would be near. And we're very close to when Jesus will come back, but nobody knows the exact day because he wants all of us to be ready for him. Do you want to be ready for Jesus so you can go back to heaven with him? Yes, I do too. Let's pray together. Dear Jesus, thank you so much for loving us and for all of the blessings that you give us. Thank you for dying on the cross for us, for being our Savior. And thank you that you're alive and you're coming again to take all of us home to heaven. I pray that you'll bless each one of these boys and girls. Help them so that they will be ready to go home to heaven with you. Bless them and their families. I ask in your name. Amen.